Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Go hard, yeah, care. I'm going all in. Go hard, yeah, care. I'm going all in.
All right, it's 12:04 here on The Fan. Let this go for a little bit. Hang on. Hang on one more time. All right, all in here time. By the way, it's day five, the final Teek and Tierney Judges Chamber giveaway. Tickets coming up in an hour to join me, Teek, and Hoff of the Teek and Tierney crew on Tuesday, filling up the entire Judges Chamber section in the Bronx. Hopefully the Yankees are winning by then. All right, all in. Here's what I'm all in on. Now listen, I think the easiest thing to do in sports radio is to make a bold declaration and then just, if it doesn't come to fruition, run away from it. Now, you used to be able to do that. Can't do that anymore because of freezing cold takes and everybody is sleuth and
everybody
capturing screenshots.
Everybody pays attention to everything.
Correct. So please hear me when I tell you, I'm not saying that it's absolutely going to happen. What I am saying is Zach Wilson is the most talented Jet quarterback of my lifetime. There's only four that even entered the I'm not going to waste your time with the Genos and the Nagels and the Reichs and the O'Donnells and the Foleys. I won't waste your time with those guys. I'll serve you up Kenny O'Brien, who's very good. I mean, really put up some points, but he wasn't a very good athlete. Vinny, who was, I loved Vinny, but slow. Chad, who had no fastball, and I really like Chad as well, but an average athlete. And Favre, who was old. When you look at the components, now you have to put these together and you've got to show it. But in terms of just sheer components, characteristics, the arm, the mobility, the charisma, the easy leadership, the style that people gravitate to. You walk into a room, you kind of take the room over naturally. Zach Wilson has it.
Yeah.
And the other thing that Zach has that really no other Jet quarterbacks had for a long time is all the requisite pieces around them and young, innovative coaching. So it starts tonight. I don't care if the Jets win. I don't care what happens tonight. The progress and the evaluation for this guy starts tonight. And I think I'm all in on knowing by midpoint of the season if the Jets have their guy.
Yeah, and look, I'm in the same vein here a little bit, being all in on the Zach Wilson train, only because I need to know who he is. And this year, unlike last year, where you had a rookie head coach, a rookie offensive play caller, and Mike LaFleur, he was a rookie himself. You had not a ton of talent around him. In 2022, Zach Wilson has no excuse. Joe Douglas has spent a lot of effort in free agency and in the draft to put a great product around him, shoring up the offensive line and going to get Lincoln Tomlinson. And, obviously you draft Garrett Wilson and some others. C.J. Uzomah comes over in a trade. He was free agent.
He was free agent, as was Conklin.
And Tyler Conklin, free agent. You draft Breece Hall.
You draft Ruckert, another tight end.
Exactly.
He's on the practice field.
The skill that people want to talk about not being available Zach Wilson last year is no longer the case. He has talent around him. He is a very capable player. He is very competent. He is confident as all get out. And he's surrounded by a lot of talent. There's no excuse anymore. And it's unfortunate because we've microwaved QB evaluations. But as we talked about at the top of the show, and I'll reiterate right now, BT, when you have that guy, you know. You knew it with Patrick Mahomes. You knew it with Lamar Jackson, whether you love or hate Lamar Jackson's style and his lack of, you know, consistent, you know, throwing the ball downfield. He's still their guy. Right? You knew he was their guy right away. Same thing we say with Josh Allen, despite some of his incompletion failures early in his career. He did some little things here and there. He rushed for as many touchdowns as Lamar Jackson did his first year. Right? There were ways that of success that you could see him building off of early on. You knew he was going to be their guy. Even Kyler Murray, who's not a great quarterback, but he was rookie of the year, just signed a huge deal. You kind of knew it right away. Mm. Zach Wilson had a chance, didn't really have a chance last year. This year, there is no excuse, so we need to see it.
There you go.
He needs to be the Jets' guy and not even have a question about it.
Yeah, the next real serious conversation that we have about Zach needs to be what's his second contract going to look like, who are we drafting again.
That's right.
You know what I mean? Can we please get to that point?
Because we had that with those guys that I was talking about. It was like, all right, when's Pat going to get paid? And he got paid. A lot.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
$500 million.
He's terrific.
Over 10
looks
years.
A little heavy, though. He's got a little belly.
Yeah, he does. Good living,
for a young
dude.
Kid.
Good living.
Yeah.
He's living
must be
good.
Nice.
It must be nice.
Just got married, sitting on the couch.
That's right.
Watching a little Netflix.
That's right. And chilling.
Yeah. Putting on a couple belly pounds. yeah. I mean, listen, it's funny. You mentioned Josh Allen, right? There were other reasons, and one of them is now the head coach of the New York Giants, which hopefully portends good things for them.
You mean bad things for the Bills?
No, I mean good things for the Giants.
I know.
And absolutely bad things for the Bills. Hell yeah.
I know. I was just correcting
you. I got you. But the other thing that really helped elevate him was that they went out and they did for him what the Jets are finally doing for Wilson. They brought in Diggs. Now, I'm not saying that Moore is Diggs yet or Garrett, but there was an infusion. They gave him weapons.
Yeah.
They gave him... So if Stephon Diggs is not on that team, he's not taking that jump.
No.
Now,
you're right.
I'm not saying he's 52.5% completion percentage, but he's not in the mix. He's not going to win 10 games. He's not in the mix for an MVP.
He went from 55 or 6% completion percentage.
I think it was lower than that. I think it was 52.5.
I'm talking about his second year.
Oh, gotcha.
And then he got Diggs, and he goes to 70.
Bang.
70.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Cole Beasley's there as well.
Cole Beasley, too. Forgot about him. Yes. And a very good tight end. Yeah. You love the kid.
Yep.
Because you did a couple of his games and you saw him in person.
Now I'm forgetting his name.
I'm forgetting his name, too.
But yes, they had all of the talent.
We got to get back in the football name mode.
That's right.
He's so wrapped up in baseball.
Honestly, we haven't
seen
him.
What the heck's their tight end's name? He's good. The white guy is very good.
We just haven't seen him, BT. So it's hard to. Oh, I have it.
No, not the Jets, not Ruckert.
I have it. It's hard to draw it when you just haven't seen these guys. As much as we're used to seeing
Knox.
Dawson Knox.
Thank you, Dawson Knox.
Yeah, and O.J. Howard's there now, by the way.
Yeah, former
Buffalo.
Bama, former Buck.
Yep.
He ruptured really his Achilles a couple of years ago.
Didn't really do much in
didn't
Tampa.
Do anything.
At all.
Nothing. But they also had like three tight ends. So, first of all, he ruptured his Achilles.
Well, you know what the problem was, they had multiple tight ends, but when he got healthy and was like back to being O.J. Howard, Gronk came.
Yeah, it's true.
So it was just all right, Cameron Brate's great, right? And you're going to be good, but we have Gronk.
Yep.
Sorry, dude.
I'm going to push you aside.
Yeah.
I don't know if you guys saw this or know this, but we mentioned this a couple of weeks ago when I was digging into the futures market for NFL win totals, which I love. To me, that's the most profitable thing, as a quick aside. But pertaining to the Jets, last I checked, which was about 7 or 8 days ago, the Jets have had the most bets in terms of volume of actual people betting on the over 5.5 wins.
Yeah, I remember that.
And the actual, but it's sustained itself from the month and a half ago when we brought it up. And the most amount of total money that has gone in the direction of the Jets going over 5.5. Now, you bet what you want, you do what you want. I'm not telling you how to spend your money, but let me just tell you this. If the Jets fall short of 5.5, I know that this is Beningo's word. It is a disaster. It is an unmitigated, unfiltered, unacceptable disaster.
Even with the...
I don't care about the schedule.
I was going to say,
I don't care about
schedule.
It.
So you don't care about the schedule.
Well, I do, but I think you're overrating the schedule. You want to go through it? I'm going to tell you why.
Go ahead.
Okay. So I'm not going to take you through every game, but the first month, right? All right. Week one, the Ravens. What did the Ravens do last year? They did nothing.
Well,
what did they do?
Well, I mean, a lot of that, though, BT, was because... Lamar Jackson was hurt.
I understand that. But they also lost their best receiver. He's gone.
Yeah, but
and I got some running backs healthy. We could do this all day. But the Ravens are not.
But
the Ravens are not a 13-win juggernaut. Stop.
I would 30-second timeout here.
Go ahead.
There were two teams that absolutely crushed the offseason. That is free agency and the draft.
And that is the Jets and the Ravens.
The Jets and the Ravens.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason we know why with the Jets, because we've been talking about the Jets, you know, forever.
Yep.
The reasons the Ravens crushed it is because they eliminated what Lamar Jackson from their game plan. At least I think this is what's happening. Their game plan. We're not in Baltimore. I'm not seeing them every day. Not hearing from the beat writers. But they eliminated the struggle point for Lamar Jackson. That is, God, you got to feed these downfield wide receivers. And they put a premium on now running backs, the running the ball.
Dobbins is back.
Yep. Running the ball and competent tight ends. So the Ravens offense that we've seen over the last couple of years.
Mark Andrews.
I think it's going to be more suited to what Lamar Jackson wants to do as opposed to what we think he should be doing.
First of all, it's a world-class organization. Everybody knows that about the Ravens. I'm not saying that they're not good. But they're not on the first tier for me. I look at like if there's like a one
no
seed like
there's no wide receiver that's
you got Bateman. No, I agree. So
they
that's a winnable
Bateman.
Game.
Bateman was last year.
Yes,
last year.
Second year.
This is his second year now.
Gotcha.
By the way, that game's at home, and the Jets are 6.5-point favorites, which I think is dogs, which I think is ridiculous. Week two, the Browns.
Yeah.
All right, Jacoby Brissett. Let's go.
Yeah.
Week three, Cincinnati. All right, I know what they did last year. I think they wildly overachieved, and I don't think they're nearly as good as some people think.
Yeah, they got
good, that's just my opinion.
They got a good secondary.
I got you.
They got brought in Kyle Fuller, Marcus Williams.
I got you.
There's some good players.
Then they're playing the Steelers, and the Steelers have no quarterback. So everybody tells
Kyle
me
Kyle Hamilton, that's the guy you were talking about
from
before,
Notre Dame.
The safety.
Everybody tells
Morgan
me.
Morgan Moses, they stole from you guys.
The Jets. No, they didn't steal. They took him because we let him walk.
No, I think the Jets wanted him. Because
wanted him for a swing role, and he wanted, yeah.
Well, and they couldn't guarantee
exactly.
that he was going to start. The Jets couldn't.
No, I know.
Because of Becton.
Oh, no, he's an effective player.
Whereas in Baltimore, they're like, dude, you're starting.
No, I love what was like Morgan Moses from his days of Washington and days of Virginia.
Yeah, that's right.
A good player. But don't tell me the first month is insurmountable. It's not. Not if you have, let me reframe it. That schedule is daunting if this was the Jets of a year ago.
Clip this, BT.
No. I'm not saying they're going to go
three. It's a cakewalk for the Jets.
No, I'm not saying. I'm not even predicting wins. All I'm saying is that they're going into every one of those games with a little more than a puncher's chance to win.
Baltimore?
Those are four-quarter games to me, man.
Cleveland?
Yeah.
Definitely. I mean, who knows what the hell's going on in Cleveland?
Well, here's what's going on. Jacoby Brissett's going to play.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Why is, by the way...
I have no idea.
Why is Deshaun Watson starting the first preseason game?
Is it arrogance? Or is it ignorance? I don't know. Is it stubbornness? I don't know.
It's blatant disregard for what's right in front of everybody.
You're furthering my point. I love it. Good. Love to get the reps.
True,
Brissett,
true.
Less time with
that's
the
true.
Ones.
That's
even
true.
Better.
I mean...
Keep going.
The NFL...
The Bengals? Jets beat the Bengals last year.
But they were in the Super Bowl.
No, stop. But they beat them last year.
The Bengals were in the Super Bowl.
And the Jets beat them. Now, that was also the Mike White game. And then the Steelers with no quarterback.
Mitch
Trubisky.
You're not wrong.
So
I'm not talking about the first half of the season. I'm talking about after you get to game five. What did you say by the break we'll know about Zach Wilson?
That's week 10 is the bye week.
Okay,
after the Buffalo game.
Yeah, we got to give away tickets here. So
oh, we do. I forgot about that.
I did forget about that as well. But then you get to Green Bay, and then it's Denver.
I'll be at the Green Bay game, by the way.
That's right.
I'll be at the game. There's no way I'm going there to lose. We're going to win in Green Bay.
So wait, that's
I don't
a,
know if I really believe that,
is
to be honest with you.
Is that... That's a noon game. That's a noon.
That's
kick.
A noon there, 1 o'clock here.
Yeah.
Yes.
Right.
But I mean, listen, again, schedule, Mike and Chris did this in the 90s. It's largely
a
fruitless
win.
Endeavor.
That's a loss.
Yeah, exactly.
That's a win.
I mean, it's really a waste
loss,
of time.
Loss, win. I got 10-2.
Yeah, exactly. I know. And I'm not even doing that. But I'm just saying that if the Jets offseason was as good as we make it out to be, don't tell me you can't win a couple of the first four games. Don't want to hear it. We're inside of our Town Fair Tire studio. Our friends at Town Fair remind you that at Town Fair, you always get the guaranteed lowest price on name brand tires from Connecticut to Maine. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. Yankee tickets coming up next. We're going to give them away here on the...
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Call from Mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Fan. All right, it's a Jersey Mike's Yankees box office blitz. We got to change the mojo, by the way. Pair of field level tickets to see the Bombers take on Toronto at the stadium coming up on Saturday, August 20th. So right now is your chance to win them. We'll do caller number 8. Lou Yogi, 866-540-WFAN. That's 866-540-9326. Your chance to win. It's all from Jersey Mike's, the official sub-sandwich shop of the New York Yankees box office blitz and the fan. And by the way, in about 40 minutes or so, a little less than 40 minutes, our final day, day 5 of the Tiki and Tierney Judges Chamber Takeover Contest. Boy, that's a mouthful, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
Got to come up with some sort of acronym for this.
Uh-huh.
But we're going to give that those tickets away at one on the button. Are you pumped to go to the chamber? Like, I'm the one who's, like, all fired up. Yeah, you don't say anything about it. Come on, dude.
I'm just kind of chill.
Let's go.
I'm chill about everything, man.
Well, let's go.
I'm going to go hang out. It'd be fun.
Yankees need some energy, some enthusiasm. They need a jolt.
They're playing the Rays.
The Rays. Mm-hmm. Watch, we'll get there. Judge is not playing.
I'm trying to think. That's what I was thinking of. I was like, all right.
Oh, you know, can I say this?
House is going to line itself up.
I said it's going to be an awesome night. I said this to Tiki during the break. I think it was during, it was during Schwartz's update, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it's not the first time I've heard him say it. Getting a little tired of hearing Aaron Boone talk about how the Yankees have to always absorb the best punch from everybody.
Yeah.
Nobody wants to hear it.
Of course not.
Stop.
If you're the best, then you should expect that anyway.
Tired of hearing that.
That's right.
Play better.
Exactly. Be better.
Yeah, true.
Don't make an excuse.
Yeah. I mean, come on. Let's
go.
They
don't care when they play the Red Sox. They care when they play us.
Yeah, exactly. Come on, dude. It's a little, for a team that doesn't want a championship this decade, or at least when Boone's coaching as well, both.
You're right.
It's a little, like, I can see if Joe Torre said that in the middle of the run.
Yeah.
Or Billy Martin after 77-78. No. Pat is in Bell Harbor. What's happening, Pat? You're on the fan. Pat.
Got the phone on the table.
No, give her a sec. Oh, you hang up. I love Bell Harbor. You hung up on Bell Harbor.
Yeah, but he or she was not coming anytime soon. Okay. You could tell. That was a full-on conversation.
That's fair. Billy is in Astoria. What's happening, Bill?
What's up, Bill?
BT, Tiggy, what's up, boys?
All's good.
Yo, yo.
BT, last time I called, it was on a Friday. I think you're doing the solo show when Severino was coming back, and I was super amped up.
Mm-hmm.
Not pouring the call, but I want to use this. Hopefully, it could reverse the bad juju from where I left the last call at.
Okay.
Now, Jets points, I think the biggest thing that I'm excited about is for the first time in probably 15 years, we've tight end. Not only one, we have two.
Yeah.
So, Tiki, you can speak on this. Third down and five, you got Davis on the left side, you have Wilson on the right, Berrios and Moore. I feel like it's a I don't want to get too over-amped, but I feel like it's a matchup nightmare for D-backs and linebackers.
Yeah, it is, because when you have a pass-catching tight end, it allows you to create levels for quarterbacks to throw to. You know, and if you don't, then there's one or two options, and after that one or two are gone or you don't get to them, the quarterback is stuck, and you end up holding the football. Honestly, that was Daniel Jones' issue last year. So that's why, you know, in Dable's system, and I think we'll see this a lot from Mike LaFleur as well, you're going to get options as it pertains to where Zach Wilson can go with the ball. If you have a pass-catching tight end, it makes third down so much easier, especially if it's third manageable. I mean, I've always said this, BT, and BT's heard it for years. A tight end is a young quarterback's best friend. It's the easiest throw, or the easiest throws are from that position. They're closer to the quarterback. You see them quickly.
Big target.
Yeah, all you got to do is place it correctly. And I think Zach Wilson's accurate enough to do that.
And not only that, I mean, you got to hope by adding Tomlinson and now Dwayne Brown, he'll have at least an extra, even if it's a half a second.
Yeah, but that wasn't really the issue. I know it gets thrown out there. Yeah. They had a bad, like, run-blocking offensive line at times. He didn't really start picking up until Micah Carter started finding his groove. Like, it was like week seven or eight or so. Mm-hmm. But he wasn't under a ton of pressure. At the end of the season, he was getting destroyed. That Buffalo game that someone called about earlier, where he had a couple of
interceptions.
He got sacked eight times.
But
in
he
that
ate
game.
The ball. He looked smart.
Yes,
which sounds odd because he was getting his brains
but
beat.
He got sacked eight times.
Yeah,
that's. I mean, he didn't drop back that many.
He only had
20 pass attempts. Yeah. Now probably because, you know, the other 10 they were kind of rushers, scramblers. But you know, eight sacks in a game is a lot. So. At the end of the year, they had troubles. But for most of the year, they weren't horrible pass protecting.
No, they weren't. You know which game really bothered me? You know, and I walked out. I was a little rattled. I'm not going to lie to you. The game in London.
What week was that? And who did they play?
Was that the Falcons game? Yeah, it was the Falcons. That's where I saw a couple of short hops in the flats. I'm like, what is this? Why is he throwing two hoppers in the flats when he's 7 yards away?
Yeah.
That's going to rattle your confidence.
He had a bad day.
He had a rough day. I lost money, everything. It was a rough day.
Yeah.
Ugh. Because I knew the Falcons weren't good. You know, and I've said along the lines of the last call, and listen, if there's ever a time to be enthusiastic and optimistic, it's now.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, if this changes, we're going to react to it. Don't worry. But I've said for a while that watching the Jets, and it applies to the Giants too, but less. Watching Jets football and then watching the red zone, it's like watching two different sports.
Yeah.
Because one is so antiquated stylistically, and most of the others are modern and fast and, you know, these concepts. I'm like, I feel like I'm watching two totally different generations of football.
Yeah.
And I think that that's about to change.
No, I think
and that's
right.
Exciting.
Yeah, you're right.
You know,
I'm watching Zach Wilson's interception in that London game. They're playing cover two. It's an easy shell to throw into. He's just late. Bad placement.
What week was that? Week five?
Yeah.
Was it week five?
It's
somewhere
October,
in that
October 10th. So, yeah.
It's about five. That. It was week five. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got burned. I lost money. I think I went heavy on the Jets that day, too. My God, they're going to beat the Falcons. Falcons stink. This double team pits. They have nobody else.
Yeah. Meanwhile, Matt Ryan throws for 342 yards and two touchdowns.
And I think that was Pitts' first game with a touchdown. He had some high volume reception games early.
He did.
No touchdowns, though.
119 yards.
And of course, we gave up his first touchdown as a pro. Wouldn't have it any other way.
Nine receptions. Wow.
We're getting gassed.
He went
dude.
Wild on these guys.
Kenny's up in the Bronx. What's up, Ken? How you doing today?
Hey, good afternoon. I'm good. I'm good health-wise and everything, but there's something bothering me. I'm listening to this station past couple of months. I realize that most of the hosts on this station is Mets fan.
It's not really true anymore, but everybody says that, but it's not really true.
Most. Let me explain. Give me a minute, please.
Go ahead.
First of all, I love Craig, but Craig, ever since he always criticized the Yankee radio announcer, especially.
But he's a Yankee fan this year. He's
he criticizes Sterling and Susan. Don't forget Susan. He criticizes her more.
but what I'm saying, I listen to both stations.
Yes.
I switch back. I drive Uber Eats. I used to drive cab. I do Uber Eats. I'm in my car every day, like for 14
hours. Wait, so you said that, Kenny, you said that you listened to the other station?
No, when the Yankee and the Mets are playing, just for the game.
Gotcha. 880, yeah.
So I go back and forth and listen to the game.
I do the same thing, by the way.
And the thing that bothered me, I heard whatever his name. I know you talk like a radio. You don't stop talking his partner. They talk like they swallow a radio or something. Anyway, forget about that. They made mistake in there, in their comments. Most of the time, they not like John Sterling. But
I have no idea what you're talking about, Ken. Yeah. I got to be totally honest with you.
Oh, you're talking about the Mets broadcaster.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
I think he's talking about the Mets broadcaster.
Okay.
What I'm saying, every time John make a little mistake in, whatever, they blow it up.
Okay.
I never hear anybody say, he's made mistake. He made mistake too. They're all human beings.
I understand that. So you think, I'm going to ask Ken, so are you saying, I understand what you mean now, but I want to clarify further. Are you saying that when John Sterling makes a mistake, it's amplified more, like he's made fun of more than if Howie Rose or Randazzo?
Yes.
Okay.
Exactly.
I got you. But Ken,
Yes, sir.
There's
a
reason for that. Because I love John, and he's a treasure, but I don't know that I've ever heard Howie Rose say, it is high, it is far, and the ball's caught.
But to each his own. That's John.
No, but Kenny, when you have an over-the-top home run, and I love Sterling, but when you say it's high and it's gone, and the guy catches it, you're going to be subject to being ridiculed. It is what it is. Howie Rose doesn't do that.
The problem with me, what I have with this station, you guys are acting like the savior is in Queens right now. Like, I love Buck. Don't get me wrong. I love Buck.
Uh-huh.
I want him to win a World Series, not on our expense, not on the Yankee expense, but I would like you to see him win a World Series.
Okay.
But what I'm saying, you guys acting like a wagonist, man. Everybody jumping ship. Everybody mad, but you know what? I'm going down with the Yankees, man. Nah. I'm going down. I'm a Yankee fan for life.
Yeah, but we have the responsibility to talk about both of those teams. Nah, appreciate your call, Ken.
You guys give them too much praise, man.
Wait, hold on. Don't hang up on them. Ken, I want receipts.
They deserve it.
Hang on, Ken. I want receipts. Hold on, Ken.
I think we're getting to the bottom of this.
We're going to get to the bottom of this right now. I want receipts, all right?
He's a Met hater.
Enough of this circle talk. Let's just jump in the pool. I'm going to name names at the station. And I want you to say yes or no if you believe. Hold on. If you believe that the person I say is unfair to the Yankees, don't elaborate. Yes or no? Boomer, is Boomer unfair to the Yankees?
Yes
or no?
Yes.
Okay, stop. Is Gio unfair to the Yankees? Yes or no?
No. Is neutral? No.
Neutral. Interesting. Okay. Is Tiki unfair to the Yankees? Yes or no?
Tiki. I don't think. Let me explain.
Yes or no? Am I unfair to the Yankees? Yes or no?
No.
Okay, no. Is Craig unfair to the Yankees? Yes or no?
Craig, take him out. He's all over the place. He don't know
who he is. Okay. All right. I got it. I will put Craig in a separate file. Is Evan unfair to the Yankees? Yes or no?
No, he's a fair guy. I got you.
Is Keith McPherson fair or unfair? Okay, so he's not unfair.
Because he's a Yankee fan.
No. Okay, so
he's
we got
boss
Keith.
Right
gotcha.
Now. He's the boss
Hang
right
on.
Now.
Hold on. Stop. Sal. Is Sal unfair to the Yankees? Yes or no?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so you're going to say yes for Sal. Who am I missing?
You nailed it.
Okay, so let me just count here. So, Kenny, I got to let you go. Thanks for the call. So you said, you do the scoreboard. So he says that Boomer's unfair, which I disagree with.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought that he was. I would say, yeah. Like, I honestly think that he's fair. But you don't. So that's 1-0. He says Gio's neutral. So it's 1-0. No, it's neutral.
Oh, neutral. Gotcha. Okay.
He says that you're fair. So it's
1-1.
1-1-1. He says that I'm fair.
That's
so
1-2-1.
2-1-1.
No. 1-2-1, because unfair is first.
Right? Gotcha. Okay.
1-2-1.
Craig, he didn't know what he said about Craig. Evan, he said that he is not unfair. So it's now what, 1-3-1?
1-3-1.
Okay. He said that Keith is not unfair. So
one,
it's what?
1-4-1.
Okay. And he said that Sal is unfair. So it's what? 2-4-1.
2-4-1.
So you called us up, right? And you said that the station's unfair to the Yankees. And I just ran through, and there's others, and no disrespect. People on the weekends do an awesome job. There's fill-ins. I'm just doing the Monday through Friday schedule just for time purposes. I just ran through 3, 5, 7, 8. Actually, 7. 7, because Craig, yeah. And it completely went against what you said to start the call. So, you're wrong.
It was an emotional response or emotional take.
Reaction. But it was also an accurate one.
Exactly.
I mean, okay. I don't think Boomer's unfair to the Yankees. I really don't. I don't.
I don't think so either, really.
Ooh.
He's not a Yankee fan.
Yeah, but neither is Evan. I think Evan's fair to the Yankees.
Yes.
He totally is.
Yes. Yeah.
Neither is, I think Gio's fair. I think we're all fair.
Gio's neutral. I think we all call it like we see it. And the reason the Mets are getting a lot of airtime is because they're freaking good.
Yes.
This is what it is.
All righty, Tiki and Tierney back on The Fan. We got about 15 minutes or so, final chance to join us in the chamber on Tuesday at Yankee Stadium. Tiki and Tierney takeover. It's going to be a blast. Right now that we're talking to you, we'll get back to the phones. 877-337-6666 is our number. Oh, you know what, Tiki, real quick. So I was just checking tweets during the break, and somebody said, hey, I can't call an S Tiki. I already know the answer, but just to do it. I think I know the answer. They said, ask Teak. They said, you know, if Teak was start a team today, all right, and you had a choice of Jones or Zach Wilson.
Yeah.
Who you start a team with?
I mean, Zach Wilson.
Okay, I knew you'd say that, but now let me maybe change the answer. Contractually, that makes the answer easy.
Oh, yeah.
Because he's still an unknown upside second-year contract. Let's say they were both going into year three. And similar, like, you know, I know I'm asking you to look at things that aren't there, but
no, so it's in a
different evaluation.
If I go back to Daniel Jones' second year and put him in the same situation, and Zach Wilson's second year, I probably would say Daniel Jones. Because I forget, Daniel Jones had a really good rookie season. He had a ton of turnovers in his rookie season. It was more of the fumble. I mean, interceptions are going to happen when you played at Duke, and all of a sudden you're in the NFL, and the speed is just different. You're going to throw interceptions, but it was those fumbles. But his first year, he threw for 3,000 yards. He only started 12 games.
First game was against the Bucks.
Yeah,
when he played very well.
Yeah,
I think it was against the Bucks, right? First game was the Bucks.
Yeah, he played 20
down there.
He threw for 24 touchdowns. He had 12 interceptions,
yeah,
but 19 fumbles.
Jeez.
Listen to that. 19 Yikes. Fumbles. That's
Is that the most of the history of the NFL? I know he led the league.
In the history?
I mean, how do you fumble more than 19 times?
It might be, dude.
And still play?
It might be.
Imagine if he played 16 games?
That was 12 starts.
I didn't realize. I mean, I guess I realized that, but 19, hearing that now?
Yeah.
A couple of years, 19?
That's right. Now, again, all of those weren't lost.
Dude, check it out. Most fumbles in a season, NFL.
23 by Kerry Collins and Culpepper.
Get out of here. What year?
Kerry.
What year was
Kerry? Kerry was 01 and Culpepper was 02.
Wow.
Okay, 01. There you go. Stand corrected.
Oh, that was the year after the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
That many?
I didn't realize that.
Man. Yikes.
Wow.
Giants have pumped out some prolific fumblers.
Jones is tied for third, though.
Danny. Just teasing.
That's funny.
I mean, the Hall of Fame for fumblers, you guys. Coming from a guy who's never seen a Super Bowl appearance.
So he has 36.
That's crazy.
36 in his career already. 3 years.
It was better last year, right, before he got hurt. He was getting there.
So 19.
Yep.
10.
Okay.
Even he's to 14 game starts, and in 11 starts last year, he had 7.
Okay. So, you know, slowly cutting away.
Yeah.
You know, I just want to throw that question by you. So hopefully the person who tweeted that actually heard your answer.
If you had asked me before each of their respective second years, I would have said, I would say Daniel Jones.
I got to tell you, that's not a crazy answer.
Because he was really good his first year.
I liked him too. I definitely did like him. Athletic.
Yep.
Made plays, yep. Energy in terms of, you know, moving the team, not like outward emotional
energy.
Forget. But no, he was good.
Danny Dimes didn't come from nowhere.
That's true.
Right? It wasn't like it didn't make that up in his second year.
You know, the problem is every year it's regressed. Danny Nichols, Danny Pennies. where are we after this year?
That's hating.
The loony now.
Well, I mean, it's not hating. I'm not hating on the kid, but it is what it is. Well, hater race. Let's get. How about Dean and Asbury Park?
How you doing, guys?
Bam, bam, bam. What's up, Dean?
I'm not saying I agree with him, but just to expand on what I think that guy Ken was trying to say is I think the story of the Mets and the Yankees was written in the offseason, and no matter what they do, it's going to – like, it's just human nature to be like, okay, see, the Yankees are on a losing streak. I told you so. But the Mets go 13-12 in June, and they'll be fine. They'll fix it at the trade deadline. You know, the Dodgers 14-14. They had a spell there.
Yep.
That's no big deal. They'll be fine. The Astros started the season 11-11. But with the Yankees, they didn't have a good offseason. You didn't expect much from them, and so you talk down to them. They are what they thought we were, and you know that whole thing. I think that's where it comes from. I don't think anyone's being unfair, but I think that's what people hear as Yankee fans.
Interesting, but I'm a Yankee fan, and I don't hear that. Now, yeah. I mean, I'm also
no,
in
I
it.
No, I mean, I think you play it as it comes, and you're talking about as the day goes. So, I mean, and that's what's happening right now.
Yeah.
Like, you're not saying anything wrong, but I think for me, in the back of my mind, like, it's just the Mets couldn't do no wrong all offseason going into the season. That's still the case. They, no matter if they stumble a little bit, that's what it's going to be. The Yankees... Totally but the, different story.
But the Mets haven't
Those
were really
different standard historically.
Yeah, that's true.
A big part of it.
That's a good point. But but the Mets also haven't really stumbled. Right?
They went 13-12 in June.
Yeah, but I mean, was there like an extended losing streak? Was there a 500 baseball is actually pretty good.
I mean, that's like hitting 276 for a month.
I know.
Not 120. I mean, it's not that bad.
Exactly. And it's just a month. Yeah. You know, so when the rest of it's surrounded by like really good, it's hard to look at even an average month as bad.
We know what it was.
It's not significantly below average. And the problem with the Yankees, not in a month, but over an aggregate month time, not like July, but over 30 days, they've been bad, man.
Yes. 33 games now.
So exactly, 33 games. The longest losing streak for the Mets?
Four?
Three.
I'm guessing. Okay, three.
Three.
What's the Yankees' record in those 33 games?
It is 15-13-20. It's terrible.
Yeah.
It's bad. ERA is almost
a little under 500. I mean,
yeah.
No, Dean. That's not almost 500.
He says it's a little under 500.
It's way under 500.
It's bad under 500.
Trust me. And by the way, Dean, their ERA as a team start is almost 5. It's 4.0.
Yeah. It's been really bad. Sorry, I didn't mean to cut you. But at the end of the day, they're not pitching great. Cole had a really good outing in his last start, but they're not pitching great. Nestor, you know, is Nestor.
Oh, he had a no-hitter. Nestor was solid. Got tricked up with the,
they've had
late.
Some injuries. They've had tons of games where they just don't score runs.
Yep.
So
base running gaffes, which optically adds to the volume, the angst. I mean, when you have back-to-back-to-back ghost runners erased due to shoddy fundamentals, you deserve to get crushed.
Yeah. No,
that's just the way it goes.
Yeah.
That's Little League stuff.
I'm not buying into the, you know, I thought the Yankees wanted to be bad at the start of this year because they didn't do anything in the offseason. Therefore, when they have a bad streak, see, this is what I thought they were. That's not what I'm saying. I think this Yankees team can be great, but they got to be healthy and they got to pitch better. And it's simple. I mean, it's not because it's complicated, obviously, but that's what you're looking for. To do the things that we've seen you do all season long very well. You're not doing them well right now.
I'll be totally honest with you. And just working off that call, if you just tune in, you're like, what are these guys talking about? Just to very, very briefly reset. We got a call before, and the gentleman said that, in his opinion, the station in totality is unfair to the Yankees.
Yeah.
That was his synopsis of how we handled the Yankee coverage, right? So I ran through all the shows. I mean, from the start, you know, Boomer, Gio, me, Tiki, Carton, Roberts, McPherson, Sal, you know, in the Monday through Friday, I ran through every person. And I asked him, is this guy unfair to the Yankees? And we went through it. And it actually was not even close to being unfair. But if somebody would have called up and said, I'll call myself out, I have no problem doing this, that, like, almost like my Mets coverage was unfair. Now, that may have been more accurate.
Yeah.
And I still wouldn't use the word unfair. I would say hesitant to acknowledge that they might actually be this good, because I saw a lot of, this is not a diss, a lot of bloops, a lot of five hoppers, a lot of sacrifice flies, a lot of manufacturing, a lot of, you know, like, oh, are they really this good? I don't know. Because when I look at a great team or a team that has a chance to be great in New York, I measure it against other great teams. And maybe that's kind of misleading on occasion. But early on, I was very reluctant to stamp this Mets team as legit.
Yeah.
So if he called up saying that, I would say, yeah, you're right. No, but the Yankee coverage has been fair.
It always is. I think it always is with the Yankees.
Well, I mean, I can't speak to what it's, you know, I mean, I don't know if Mad Dog was always fair to the Yankees, I mean, to be honest.
Well, you know what I mean. But more recently.
I mean, I'm just taking, you know, the history of the station.
But they've just been so good. So, of course, they're going to be fair. And then once you get to the postseason, you falter and then you crush them. That's also fair.
Yes. Right? So yes.
You deserve that.
Yeah. The standard that has been set, I know it's a bit dusty now because it's been a while since a title. But, you know, the Yankee evaluation is always going to be through the prism of championships.
That's right.
Because they've created that standard.
That's right.
And if the Mets were to win, you know, 2 in 5 years and or whatever, you know, 3 in 7 years and it changes, then the prism of evaluation for them definitely changes.
Yeah.
That's just the way it goes.
I think you're right.
You know? 877-337-6666. Tiki and Tierney on the Fan. Much like, I know the Giants have been down for a while now, but much like the Jets versus the Giants analysis, it's always fatalistic with the Jets, because for many of us, the Jets have never won. The Giants have delivered 4 Lombardis.
Yeah.
It's just different. Tiki, what do you got, bud? I know you got something cooking over there.
Yep, I got a little bit of Athletic Greens for you. And talking about Athletic Greens all the time. Every day, I'd start my day with some AG1. Athletic Greens is a perfect way to reclaim your health and arm your immune system with convenient daily nutrition, especially when the weather starts to turn in the fall. But right now, you got to start early. Wake up in the morning, get some AG1. Put it in water, shake it up, and you're good to go. And with that one delicious scoop, you're absorbing 75 high-quality vitamins, minerals, whole foods, source superfoods, and probiotics to help you start your day the right way. Look, this is foundational nutrition and comprehensive gut health that fits into any type of diet. It was designed for athletes, but it's good for all of us lifeleets like me out there and you out there who wants to live a healthy life in existence. To make it easy for you, Athletic Greens is going to give you a free 1-year supply of immune-supporting vitamin D and 5 free travel packs with your first purchase. All you got to do is go visit athleticgreens.com/tiki. Again, that's athleticgreens.com/tiki.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.